dialing.
Who just joined?
Ethan Walton.
Sorry, I was on mute.
Conference call.
Aren't
you glad it's just a podcast?
Walmart suppliers, 2020, you know, we're only about at the halfway point, and it has been a roller coaster to say the very least. Now, if you're really banking on a strong back-to-school and holiday season, we got a great show for you today. Coming up after the break, we're going to be joined by Mr. Greg Forbus of the RJW Logistics Group. We're going to ask Greg about supply chain over the next few months. We're going to talk a little on time in full, and we're going to talk about some of the advantages of suppliers partnering with an asset-based provider like RJW to save money. Please stay with us.
Please hold. Your call is being transferred. The Ethan Walton Conference Call.
Ethan Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to ethanwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today. ethanwalton.com/chat.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by Ethan Walton.
Your call is starting.
And now your host, Jared Davis.
Greg Forbus is SVP of Strategy and Business Development for the RJW Logistics Group, and he was nice enough to join us here on the podcast today. Greg, it is great to meet you, sir.
Jared, thank you for having us. It's nice to meet you also.
Absolutely. Hey, Greg, before we get into some of the hot topics that our suppliers are interested in hearing you discuss, give us a little bit of your background and let us know how you came to RJW.
Yeah, sure. I certainly will. Yeah, so I left Walmart after 30 years a year ago in May, was thinking about what's the next step in my career. I spent really the last kind of back half of my career within Walmart, really focused on the supply chain transportation. So about 13 years of that was on the inbound side, really focused from the supplier into the distribution center side of the business, where I had responsibility for the collect consolidation network. And then the last 3 years after that was really on the outbound side, responsibility for dispatching our Walmart private fleet. So as I was thinking about the transition, made contact with a former EVP that I used to work with, Chris Saltemeyer, and he put me in touch with RJW Logistics Group. Had a chance to visit with our CEO, Kevin Williamson, to really hear about some of the neat things that they were working on around consolidation, how they were making suppliers on-time performance number one priority for them and really helping in-stock and drive sales. So as we made the connection, I really felt like there were a lot of things that I could benefit from learning from RJW, as well as they could benefit from me from my experience with Walmart. That's how we got connected. Just right at a year, and I looked back, and it was probably a really good move that I made. I'm really happy I did it.
Ah, outstanding. Well, you know, with your vast background, I think you're the perfect person to ask this question. With COVID-19 pandemic, you know, things are changing forever. And for the way suppliers and retailers work together, what are you seeing now from your vantage point, and how's it going to play out over the next several months?
Yeah, really good question, Jerry. You know, I think our volumes, I say, have normalized a little bit. They're still elevated from where they were, you know, probably a year ago at this time, but not nearly at the volume that we saw coming out of that March and the first part of early April. I think a couple learnings for us and for suppliers are really is that the retailers right now are looking at the suppliers and their supply chain providers to help them and not be afraid of sharing details with the retailer about where you are. Talk to them about where you are with your inventory levels, because anytime you go through kind of a pandemic and a push and to see the type of order spike that they saw, you're going to be behind a little bit. But come to that retailer, share with them, hey, here's my plan to help get back in stock on the shelves. I think you also have to be prepared to ask the retailer for help. If that means, hey, I need to make some changes with my items, I need to make some slower moving items inactive for a little while, I need to focus on my fastest moving SKUs, I think you really should be able to share that. And I think one of the things, Jared, we really see kind of coming in the forefront now is because of that spike in volume that happened late March, early April, some suppliers we're seeing are having impacts around components. So plastic bottles to put their product in, corrugate to put their product in, are just some of those challenges that they're looking at. And as I think about, you know, in the next 6 months, I think retailers overall in general are really going to look to the suppliers to say, hey, what did you learn from the last disruption you had? How are you going to help us get through a second wave, if there is a second wave, and especially on the supply chain side? So if the supplier supply chain failed because of the spike in volume, what are they going to do to kind of overcome that? And so they don't crack. Are they going to bring in extra inventory a little bit early in anticipation of a potential second wave? And as suppliers prepare for that, will really set them apart for the back half of the year. So keep it up with inventories, making sure your supply chain's in line and everything else.
Well, and I want to talk about RJW's, versatility in working with suppliers for a second, because you touched on, the very beginning of the pandemic. And as a consolidator who's, working with these suppliers every day, what were some of their big concerns, Greg, at the very beginning of the pandemic? And then how did your team at RJW come in to support them?
Yeah, I think it really breaks out a couple ways, Jared. As this thing kind of started to unfold, we started getting calls from our suppliers. Hey, we hear Illinois is going to do a stay-at-home or a shelter-in-place. What does that mean for us? Are we going to be able to get our product to you? Are you going to be able to staff the buildings to get the merchandise out the door and onto the inline to the customers? And so, yes, we were. Because we are an asset-based provider, we own our own tractors, our own fleet of trucks, we were able to connect with the suppliers, made sure we could get that merchandise into us immediately. And then the second thing we really did was take care of our associates. They didn't have to worry about money. We put a temporary increase in place for them, adjusted their salary, and then we added staffing and added shifts to be able just to handle the volume that we saw coming at us. And then really the third piece that we did, I think, that was really helped us connect with suppliers is that we spent really the first 3 weeks, we filled our days up with just conference calls. And we went after every supplier that's in our program as much as we could and just had conversations with them around, hey, what are some of the strategies you can take to overcome this demand that you've seen, the pressure that it's put on your manufacturing side? How do you beef up inventory, really make the necessary pivots to really help set you apart and stand out in your performance to other suppliers? As we added extra shifts, really not only to ensure we can handle the spike, we also knew that as we got through the spike, our inbounds were going to really go up as we kind of replaced that inventory in our pool and made sure we had plenty of inventory to fulfill those orders going forward. So those are a few things that we put in place really to try and get ahead of and help the suppliers kind of calm and ease their fears a little bit about their supply chain.
As we're talking about supplying to Walmart, the biggest focus for suppliers is always on time and in full. And I was out on your website, the RJW website this week, and I saw that for April of this year, your numbers were at 99% OTIF. Now, how are you helping Walmart suppliers achieve that, especially in a time like we're experiencing now?
Yeah, we are super proud of our service numbers. And really to hit an all-time high since really back July of last year in a month when volumes were so heavy really, I think, stands out to our associates in the warehouses that are picking the orders, our drivers that are making those deliveries are very focused in knowing that the product they have on their trailers are essential to get homes and shopping and retailers back in stock. And so as we continue to drive towards really good service numbers, our in full is going to really rely on what inventory those suppliers have in our warehouses with us. And so as we have those conversations and be strategic with them about how do you go back to the retailer, how do you talk about item opportunities and make sure you've got a good solid plan and let us be part of that plan that we present back to the retailer, I think that just makes a supplier kind of stand out even more amongst their peers as they think about performance in the month of March and April and headed into May of this year.
Now, Greg, we may have small or medium-sized suppliers listening, and they've never even considered partnering with a consolidator like RJW. Can you explain how you actually bring a cost savings to their business through consolidation?
Yeah, you bet, Jared. This is where I think we really help differentiate ourselves in performance. We really tout ourselves as the middle mile experts. So we're really focused on from that supplier door, from that supplier's manufacturing side, all the way to the retail distribution center. You know, if you're shipping less than truckload to retail distribution centers, you're going to have 40 to 50 individual shipments going to individual warehouses. That's going to be fairly expensive for you, and it's going to increase your freight cost over time. What we do for you is that we'll pick it up in a truckload from your manufacturing facility, bring it into our warehouse. We'll use our automated processes as we pull in those orders from Walmart or Sam's or other retailers that we do business with, and use our proprietary technology to help automate that process and make it as touchless for you as possible. So you don't have to worry about how much inventory I have in the building. Do I have enough to fill the orders? We'll do all that for you on the front end. We'll then consolidate your order with the other suppliers that are part of our program and ship a full truckload onto that retailer from your standpoint. Typical cost savings really range anywhere from 10 to 30%. And for a supplier, on-time levels now go from maybe 60s, 70s, 80s into that 98, 99% on time. And every day in and day out, I'm just going to allow you to help increase your in-stocks and allow you to stay focused on what the shelf is and drive sales and let you stay focused on your sales and marketing and not have to worry about your supply chain at any point in time.
And again, Greg, for suppliers who are thinking for the first time about partnering with a consolidator, what are some of the advantages of partnering with an asset-based provider like RJW?
You know, for us, you know, because we own our own facilities, we'll have our own trucks that allow us to help make the deliveries for you, as well as partner carriers that do that business with you. We can control the whole process from start to finish. You're not dependent or relying upon another provider in the mix in order to do that for you. We also, you know, because we are asset-based, there are some things that we can do with the retailers. We're able to do kind of a multi-day review. So we work with the retailers. Most of our competitors or other consolidators may look at 1 to 2 times a week. We're able to review those orders with Walmart 2 to 5 times a week. That just allows you to stay as fresh as possible on the shelf. And then working back upstream really from an automated system and looking at some proprietary technology that we have inside, we're also to offer really some unique reporting and insights into what's going on to your business and to share those with you so you can see some of those spikes and bumps potentially that are coming at you from the front side. And then we tout ourselves just really having a lot of unique Walmart and Sam's Club experience, specifically around other retail businesses. We've tried to bring folks onto our team that understand the retailer's operation as much as possible. And we go to school and kind of pride ourselves on it, understanding as much as we can about each of the retailers we're doing business with on a day in and day out basis.
All right. Well, if you're a supplier and you want to know specifically some of the things that RJW can do for you to give you a cost savings and help you with your business, be a better partner with Walmart, I've got a link to the RJW website out in our podcast description. Please go check it out and learn how you can have an excellent second half, especially as we go into the back to school and holiday season. Greg, it has been fantastic. Thank you so much for giving us some time today, sir.
Yeah, Jared, thanks for listening with us today. We really enjoyed getting to know you and the company and business.
The chairperson has left. Goodbye.